Love having this guy on, and it's been way too long. The former Detroit police chief. He served our country in the Air Force. Got a Bachelor of Histories in Law Enforcement at U of D. Later became a professor at U of D. His doctorate in higher education from MSU. Master's in Criminal Justice, Mercy College. This man was the deputy mayor in 2013. And if I ever missed you, Ike McKinnon, welcome to Paul W. Smith in Focus.
Paul W., this is the first time I've talked to you this late in the afternoon, except for when we're someplace out or something like that. It's a pleasure talking to you again.
We did many, many interviews when I was doing the morning show, and we're going to continue to talk with you now in this great midday show. And I'm going to lean on you right away with the big story of the day, week, month, millennium, really, and that is ICE. And now we have some Minneapolis police chiefs condemning ICE tactics. Tell me where you stand on all of this, Ike McKinnon.
Well, what they're saying is they're not condemning all the tactics. What they're saying basically is this. Some of the guys are stopping people due to race or color. And there's some of these are off-duty police officers in that area. So my concern is that I don't want this to be another shootout or something like that. And that's a possibility. That becomes a strong possibility because these guys carry their guns off duty also. And if someone has a gun and they're off duty and they're stopped, and some of the things that some of the ICE people are doing, they're stopping them because of color, or there's the assumption that they're doing something or in different locations. I don't want anyone to get hurt with this, Paul W. This is my biggest concern there. How do we stop this?
That's a good point, and unlike the completely ill-informed Grammy stars from last night, these police chiefs support immigration enforcement, but not how some ICE officers are going about it, and I don't know anyone who could disagree with that, because I'm not thrilled with some of the ways these guys are doing what they're doing either.
Absolutely, and that's the bottom line. Mine is not dealing with what they're doing. It's making sure that the people that you stop are the real people that you want to get out of there, and not some guy. I could be driving through, and someone stops me, and I carry a gun still too, and that becomes a problem, Paul W.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if I've ever said this on the air. We had, when I was on the air many years ago in Philadelphia at an FM talk station, our radio station was in a community called Balakinwyd on the main line. And we spoke with the police chief, who happened to be black. And he wanted to come on the show. And a lot of times we do guests on the phone, but he wanted to come into the studio. And we said, we'd love to have you here. And do you know one of the concerns we had was that when this black police chief was driving his own personal car to come to our radio station, he might be stopped because the police might say, what's this guy doing in this neighborhood? Do you realize how real that was?
Well, Paul W., remember I wrote something, and I was stopped by one of my own officers when I was chief driving my off-duty car. And I was certainly in civilian attire, and this guy, he didn't recognize me, and he starts giving me, and I kind of laughed about this, but the thing is, I'm really concerned, about somebody being hurt or something like that. That becomes my bottom line there. So they've got to do some training and get some good supervision to make sure that these guys know, look, don't just stop anybody because of color. But let's make sure it's someone who's one of these bad actors. We want the bad actors out of town, too, or out of the country. And that becomes the bottom line.
Former Detroit police chief and so much more, Ike McKinnon, so blessed to have him in public service for so many years. Would it be fair to say that maybe some of these problems wouldn't be happening if the governor and the mayor had not told the local police in Minneapolis to stand down and not, quote unquote, help ICE?
Well, I think some of the problems, you're absolutely right, that could be the case. But this is a different situation with them. They're stopping people. I think that everybody's got to take a step back and say, wait, look, what do we want to do? Do we want these bad actors in our neighborhoods or in our cities, or do we want to help get the bad actors out? And if everybody steps back and says, this is the way we're going to do it, well, let's do it that way. But if not, God, hold up. I'm concerned, you know. Yeah, we don't need any more shootings. We really don't.
God bless you. I'm making a promise right now. You're not going to be a stranger around these parts anymore. Everything good for you, Ike?
Everything's great. You know, my two sons, they say, Dad, you're closer to 100 than you are to 60. Well, you know,
leave it to your sons to point it out.
That's right. That's right. Listen, you're not getting any money yet, guys. You know, it's going to be a while.
God bless you, Ike. We got to run.
All right, Paul. Thank you so much. Take care. Have a great day.
Former Detroit Police Chief Ike McKinnon. We continue.